Blog Talk Radio.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having Four Seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather, so now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view, cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, porn chains, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now, so I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat, the CD of Biggs, me and my watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that empty in your hand, saying, let me see that shopping spree, pull out your Visa quick. Had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy, poor, but when we got rich, when our signals got crossed and we got flipped, rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them get amnesia quick. I used to cut up their buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. A face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was oh so special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you forgiven me? How was I to know that you was plain sick of me? I know the way living was whack. She don't get it back like that. I'm a man with pride. You don't do like that. You don't just pick up and leave and leave me sick like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. I was just some girls. I was gonna get right back. They say you can't turn a bad girl good, but once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. I'm on forever. I gotta live with the fact I did you wrong forever. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I know I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. No, girl.
PM Block Talk Radio, your boy Pretty Tony in the building. Not feeling 100% today, so we're basically going to be rolling with this hour-long show, you know what I mean? Today's show is called Playing Grown Up, you know what I mean? That's why I kind of opened up with that Jay-Z song, because a lot of times in this life, we have things and we don't truly appreciate them till they're gone. And we take them for granted. That could be anything, you know, a car that's been hanging in there with you. You done drove it on E quite a few times and it took you where you needed to go. But instead of getting an oil change, you went and bought a chronic set. You know what I'm saying? Same thing to apply to this life. Today's show, playing grown up, and as usual, you know, I got my folks with me. I got to bring them in the right way. You know what I mean? Because he's a birthday boy, so we want to start off. You know what I mean? Lead off with the world infamous, the world renowned Dr. K. Diddy Esquire. Happy birthday, my brother.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Good to be here one more time. Because every day above ground is a blessing.
And of course, Lady Joy is here. Keep us all in check because, you know, we get out of hand sometimes.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm sorry that you got feeling well, Tony. You know, that's not you. You know, we gotta have people like full force up in here. And happy birthday, T Diddy. I didn't know it was your birthday. You don't talk to nobody or tell nobody, you know, but happy birthday and may you have many more, baby.
Well, thank you. But you know, you tend to think people always know when greatness occurs and ends and starts and all that other good stuff.
Whatever.
Diego, the doggone ego. It didn't even take 2 minutes into the show for the ego to
flare. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. But that's all right, baby.
Yeah.
Have any more birthdays, okay?
Y'all just misunderstand me. That's not ego that you hear or see or feel, my learned colleague. Please do not misunderstand the difference between ego and confidence.
Oh, we all got some confidence, baby, and we all got some ego. And yours seem to override each other, you know, from time to time. Okay, so it ain't just you. I am.
That's not Joy LaShawn speaking, is it?
Yeah, it is. and we'll continue. We'll continue to do that. Somebody got a problem with that?
Yeah, not at all. There are no problems with starting off the show on a positive note. Like I said, this week's topic is, we call it, you know what I mean, playing grown up. Now, I know the concept, you know, we're all younger and living by our parents' rules or whatever. We all wanted to grow up. Now, in age and in number, we may have grown, but a lot of us still cling to childish ways. And we try to wonder, you know what I mean, why certain things ain't proceeding the way they're supposed to. And most of us, myself included, a lot of times we go through life and we don't take the time to self-evaluate. Because self-realization brings you to some conclusions sometimes that make you too uncomfortable, because we all like to believe, you know, we got it going on. We all like to believe that, you know what I mean, we grown. But truth be told, you know, I was watching this program, you know what I mean, shout out, this man has had such an impact on me, Dr. Wayne Dwyer. Dude, you're the truth. You understand what I'm saying? And I really respect you, man. Because he's one of those people who, a lot of us like to turn the mirror out so that we could look at other people and judge other people, but we never want to turn the mirror in. And that is one of the most important things that we need to do before we can proceed in this life, is to turn the mirror inward. So today's topic is playing grown up. It's sort of like your teenage child who wants to holiday grown, but really don't even know how to piss straight yet. You understand?
That's right.
And
they
that's
can't
a
even,
lot of us.
That's right, baby. They can't even piss a straight line yet. Okay? They're all over the place.
A lot of. There you go. Oh, there you go. That is it exactly right. All over the place.
The place.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take a straight line.
Focus. We take focus to get your grown man or grown woman on because it seems in our minds there are a lot of seeds that were planted from when we were younger. A lot of seeds planted by our parents. A lot of seeds planted by our peers. A lot of seeds that were planted in our environment we were raised in, be it the streets and also our domestic life, that we carry these seeds in us forever and a day as we grow. And sometimes we don't see the error of our way, and trust me when I say we all have error in our way. Even the gentleman on the end of the phone who likes to believe himself to be perfect.
Ain't nobody perfect but
he
does have, here.
Thank you.
And I'll say that. And I don't care who don't agree with me. Nobody's perfect to me here. Okay? We all got our flaws. So, you know, if you got a problem with me saying that, oh well.
Now, as we look inward, as we play grown up a lot of times and we look inward, becoming grown is really boring. It takes a lot of the fun out of life because along with the whole scope of being grown comes responsibility, comes sacrifice, something I think that has been lost on all of us over the years. The generation before us or two had to sacrifice a lot for us to become who we are right now. But a lot of us go through life and don't want to sacrifice for anything that we want. In this life, you have to sacrifice. To raise your kids right, you got to sacrifice some of yourself. Because it no longer becomes me. It becomes, I got to take care of the child first. That's getting your grown man or grown woman on. Yeah, you can be pissed about it because you're a human being. But I look at it this way, you shouldn't have damn well had them. In order to have a decent or good relationship, you have to sacrifice. There's certain things about yourself you have to set aside for the betterment of your relationship. You can't get your way all the time, and I cannot get my way all the time. Sometimes I have to put the next person first.
That's right, baby.
Now, if you're doing it all the damn time, you're a damn fool, and Pretty Tony will preach that from the top of any mountain, because one of my first questions is, what about me? But sometimes, for a peaceful home, sometimes for your relationship to grow, you have to set yourself aside and let the other person get their shine, too.
That's right, Tony. But, you know, some people, when they look in the mirror, all they see is them, you know, and it's like, it's about me. No, it's not always about you. You know, there's a whole other world out here besides what you're living in. Check it out. Can I get an amen from somebody?
Amen. Amen. Now, going back to what I was talking about how our childhood influences us, no matter how mature we become, no matter as we proceed to be older, that inner child is forever there in all of us. That inner child has a voice of its own because that inner child's voice is separate than your adult voice.
Hmm.
I'm getting real deep with y'all this week because, you know what I mean, I'm letting the intellect shine on your boy Pretty Tone, because as a matter of fact, on the shameless plug tip, don't worry, y'all. The school is coming real soon. We're building the website right now as we speak, and we're going to have the online campus where I can give my brothers and sisters the knowledge that you need to proceed.
Okay.
I ain't going to say the name out there because I don't want y'all to start hitting up the site yet, because it ain't quite where I need it to be yet. I'm getting it together. But anyway, the inner child and the adult have two separate voices.
Mm-hmm.
And what most of us never do is that inner child, if they are scarred, we never heal that child. But that adult cannot live up to their potential if the inner child is not taken care of. Because that inner child is spawned long before the adult comes along. This is some real ish I'm preaching to y'all today. That inner child grows up with all the issues and insecurities, and what that inner child does is pass it on to the adult. So these childish things now become issues in adult life because they were never addressed. A lot of our failings and shortcomings can be directly linked to this inner child. That is why you have to turn the mirror inwards. A lot of anger, a lot of hopelessness, a lot of feelings that we have that we just can't quite understand comes from that inner child. Sometimes no matter how much you accomplish and no matter how much you do, you never feel as though it's enough, and you're like, what the hell? I thought this would make me happy. I thought this diamond ring would make me happy. I thought this would make me happy. I thought, but never for a moment do you stop to think, hold up, wait.
Shout out, Nate, dog.
I hear you recovering from that stroke. Shout out to the big homie, Nate Dog, man. God bless you, man. I hope you get everything back together.
Okay, can we play devil's advocate and throw out there about the people that didn't have the ability or the opportunity, should I say, to get in touch with that inner child because they never got to be a child?
There you go. Yes, K. Diddy, so eloquently said, my birthday brother. There are those who were never permitted to be a child, so you come into adulthood with this child that never got to branch out. So you come into adulthood trying to appease the child. But, you know, this is one of those slippery slopes where you can't be 30 years old trying to huff and pout like you're 16. But at the same time, if that inner child was never, you know, if that child was never allowed to be a child, it's a very difficult task because it's going to take patience because it's got to come out. And I'm going to use case in point.
We just had a very famous entertainer that passed away that, in my opinion, never got to have the opportunity to get in touch with his childhood.
And who was
that? That's exactly what I was doing.
I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say Michael Jackson's name.
Okay.
You ain't, you know what I mean? We can't say Michael Jackson's name.
Okay, we can't say Michael Jackson's name.
There's a whole lot of them that never got to be in touch with their childhood because they had to assume adult role.
That's right.
Early on in life. And they never got to mature and experience a lot of things. And when they became adults, that's all they had to cling to, was what they missed. Mm-hmm.
And that's so sad. It's really, really sad.
It's very sad. You find it in a lot of, in the entertainment world where you have these stage parents that want to live their lives through their kids.
Vicariously,
yes, sir.
Right. Right.
Yes, sir. And these parents that want to live through the child does not realize the damage that they're inflicting upon the child, because it is all about them. And the major person that we, you know what I mean? The Michael Jackson is the case study for this.
You said, bro.
And not only the ones who had to be adults, we also have to talk about the children who, for whatever reason, the parents never permitted the child to blossom as a child.
Tony, do we have anybody on the do we have anybody on in chat room or tweet? You know, because you know me, I love my Twitters and stuff. And
in the chat room, sweet be love, what's happening? Greetings to you too, babe. What's going on?
Girl.
I see you, baby girl.
That's my girl right
you know
there.
What I mean? Let me hit her up in the chat room. I see you, baby. She said greetings to all.
We love her.
She says she loves us, so we can talk online and vibe. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing today. I'm trying to vibe because there's a world of, oh, Joy, she said, hey.
Hey, that's my girl right there. I love her.
You know what I mean? Now, this show is for, there's a world of hurt out there.
Yeah.
There is a world of hurt out there because we grow up and suddenly, boom, we're at a specific age. And yet, even though on paper it says one age, in our minds and in our hearts, we're a separate age. You understand what I'm saying? And it makes life so difficult. Because you always feel as though you're on another page. You're constantly wanting and longing, but it can directly be attributed back to certain actions and consequences of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get your grown man on, first of all, I'm going to address the brothers because a lot of, you know, there are a lot of sisters out there who are lost, but trust me, in numbers, it is way more brothers because women tend to mature and think long before we even begin to piss straight. A lot of my brothers out there are completely lost. Single parent, household, the hood, whatever, incarceration, we're institutionalized not only in the mind, but in character, and sometimes you're institutionalized and you ain't even never been to prison. But because you never had a chance to grow and mature as a young man, you find yourself lost, struggling, but your ego and your machismo won't permit you to say, man, I don't know. So you try to force your way through or bully your way through. The first thing I want to encourage my brothers to do is it all starts with a thought. Permit yourself to think. Don't just be reactionary. Too many of us are reactionary, and our actions are not in line with what we're supposed to be as a man. Same thing for my sisters out there. Sometimes you start having children too early. Sometimes you had to branch out too early. Sometimes your mama drove you away or your daddy drove you away. Sometimes you didn't have enough love at home. Whatever the circumstance, you're now in your late 20s and you're still trying to party like you're 18 years old because you feel as though you want to be forever young. But we have to start with a thought. We have to start with a thought, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we're working on today, opening up our minds and hearts and addressing this plain grown. Being grown ain't easy. You can go on and throw that out the window. For a lot of y'all who think life's supposed to just be peaches and cream and some damn fairy tale, as the word suggests, this is a damn fairy tale. It ain't real. You got to put the time in to get something out. On that note, we're going to take a quick little musical break right here and play something grown and sexy.
I'd rather come kick it with you if you want me to, little mama.
I'm leaving this club,
and I'm wondering if you
would.
My heart can be mine. and I can't let go. My heart won't let me be. And though you are far away, I put my thoughts on you each day, feeling I will never be free. Though I was blinded by the dark, I let your love just guide my heart to you. What am I to do?
Can a Player Play, live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That was just Derek Swinson, World Movement Records artist. You just heard him, of course. Before that, you heard one of my favorite songs by Mr. Carl Thomas, you know what I'm saying? Today's topic, we, you know, playing Grown Up. Me on here, as usual, me and my very good, I'm not even going to say co-host, because we all host of the show. We all ride every week together, try to bring you this game by the ounces and by the pounds, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, Tony. I'll put it out there. I'll put the number, I'll put the tweet, the chat, all of that. Like, don't be scared, because we ain't scared of you, so don't be scared. Call in, okay?
Absolutely, you know what I mean? I see some more callers on the switchboard. Welcome to the show. Hold on. I think they want to add their 2 cents and then welcome them to the show. 347, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I want to add my 4 cents. No, my 5th cent.
Please do.
No, my 6 cents. How y'all doing?
8.
Well, if you keep counting, you're going to get to 10 cents in a minute.
I'm fine. Hey. I could do that, too. How you doing, K. Diddy, Pretty Tony, Lady Joy?
Hey, baby girl.
We hanging, baby.
That's good.
What's your sixth sense you want to add? Let us know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my sixth sense is that, you know, I love the inner child in me. I love to bring it out. And you were talking about that. And, you know, I don't think that I ever grew up. You know, some people just don't.
So you're right.
You know, but see, for me, I did have a childhood, you know, and I think that I loved it so much that I didn't want to forget it, you know. And joy is youthful, and, you know, I want to always stay youthful, you know, so I love to go back there. So it's a beautiful thing to, you know, go and touch that inner child and let that inner child come out. And, you know, you're so free at that point. It allows you to be free, free to be who you be without restriction. Yeah, that's what I want to say.
That's right, boo. Mama like.
So basically you're saying your inner child comes out from a positive perspective, though, because of all the joy that you felt. You're trying to hold on to some of that joy, not no bitterness or anger.
Absolutely. You know, I saw I'm like that child where you could do something today and it's forgotten in a few minutes maybe. You know, and that's how we should be, just with, like, everything. If we look at children, you know, just, like, take a minute and just look at a child and follow a child, you know, for just a little while and see how you were, because they're free. They are so free. I'm talking about before they're spotted by going to schools and so on, you know, just in the 2 and the 3 age, just, you know, follow one of them around for 5 minutes, and it'll begin to bring back that inner child that's inside of you before even any hurt came upon you, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where we go.
Before you even knew what it was about, you know.
Absolutely.
Mama like, boo.
You know, so that's it right there, you know.
Well, I just love her. She is the bomb right there.
I love
that, boo, because you come with the words, you come with the wisdom, and we all need that. We all need that, boo.
Yeah, and we all give it in different ways, you know. And if we are humble enough to receive it, then, you know, it will help us along our journey. And that's with any one of us. All of us have, you know, something to bring to everybody, you know. And it's a beautiful thing when I can listen to Lady Joy and she say, come on, I'm not scared. Somebody needs to really
Don't be scared because we ain't scared.
And that's like, you know, the child, you know, in someone that needs to come out and say, I ain't scared. They just need to hear, I ain't scared.
You know,
so we all have something wonderful that we bring, you know, Pretty Tony, with, you know, intellect from above, you know, where it just comes and just flows through you. And then, you know, when you're feeling stuff and then you bring it out, that's beautiful because the sharing is the best, you know. So we got to keep
right.
And big up to you, Pretty Tony, for, you know, what you bring. And K. Diddy, you know, I mean, you know, you're just in a class all by yourself, like your one of your co-hosts says, you know, Mr. Esquire, professor, with prolific words. You know.
Divas got it like that, boo. Divas got it like that, okay?
You know, so y'all are a beautiful team together, all of you all. And I'm glad at what y'all bring, you know. And, you know, of what can a player play, and, you know, putting us on track with, you know, how we could get on better in life, you know. So y'all out there in Radio Land, you know, don't forget, can a player play, worldmovement.com, you know. Shameless plug. Anyway.
That's right, baby.
I see Mama love you so much. Mama love you so much.
I love you, baby. Okay, y'all do what y'all do. I'm listening.
We got you, boo.
That's right. Our propaganda getting out there to the world. You know what I mean? But look, ladies and gentlemen, every week we come on here and we talk and we share. And one of the reasons I do it is because I remember when I was younger, I always used to say to myself, man, sometimes I wish there was a brother that, like myself, I could relate to. But I went on and I became self-taught. A lot of that goes back to my childhood when my mother made me read, even when I was sick as hell about it, because, you know, a brother wanted to go outside and chase little girls and wreck some shit and kick over trash cans. My mother would make me read. My mother would make me study words. You understand? And I'm not, my childhood was by no means perfect. But I had good memories, and I had a very strong mother. You know, back then I thought she was a little bit too damn strong, because I'm like, look, woman, give me some damn breathing room. You know what I mean? But as I got older, it is that foundation that was laid in me that has made me stay in constant pursuit of knowledge. And there was a point where I was selfish with this knowledge. I wanted to keep it to myself because it made me feel that I was better than. And a lot of people like myself will never say this. A lot of pastors, a lot of mentors, a lot of people in position, they could get a trip, they get a kick off the high of feeling as though they're better than. And I'm giving y'all this real ish. I come here every week as a real person just trying to give this game that I got. And it's not no game or no petty get some coochie type stuff or get some dick. This is the game of life, man, because it is a game and you got to know the rules on some real ish. You understand?
So, Tony, do we have anybody in the chat room or call-ins or stuff? Because people seem to be scared of stuff, and I put it out there. Don't be scared because we ain't scared of you, okay? So bring it.
There are people listening. But they already know the procedure. I'm going to put it out there again. Press the number one. If you have something to say in the chat room, hit us. I was just on Twitter checking. But right now, they're on Twitter. They're on some whole different type stuff right now. You know what I mean? That's funny. I see you, girl. I see you, girl. You're talking about you cold. You cold up there in Brooklyn. If this picture on Twitter is the reason why you're cold, it's because you ain't got no damn clothes on, girl. Put some clothes on. You know what I'm saying? So right now they listening and they checking us out. But, you know, I'm being on some real. Miss Brooklyn 305, I see you talking about you cold. That's because all you got on is your bra and panties. They look good on you, though, girl. They look good on you.
Look at
you. You know what I mean?
How come you can see that and we can't?
Because are you on Twitter? I'm on my Twitter page, sir. And these things are coming on my Twitter page. So you got to fight, first of all. You want to see what I'm seeing, you got to follow your boy, Pretty Tony, on Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N, Selassie Son on Twitter. Get at me, then you can see what I'm seeing, baby.
Okay.
No.
Don't be hating.
I can't even spell that.
You know what I mean? Don't hate. I'll text it to you in a moment. But we're going to keep dropping this gospel. If you don't want to speak, you ain't got to speak. Just listen. Because that's what we come on here to do. We all got our problems.
Right.
We all got our insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
We all got issues. So on some real ish, a lot of times when people are giving you knowledge, they want to pretend like their life is perfect. The pastor sitting up there on his pulpit in his nice gold white robe and his hair done the right way and his fingernails the right way, and he got Mrs. Pastor in the front look talking about, they got problems too. Trust and believe they got problems too. You understand? But that don't stop. Don't believe the messenger. Believe the message. You understand what I'm saying? And the message we're giving today is getting our grown folk on. The message we're giving today is that you got to understand that it takes work, it takes sacrifice. You got to put the time in to get something out. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about playing grown up. You can't play grown up. Yeah, you can stay in touch with your inner child if it brings you feelings of joy, but you got to know where to draw the line between being an adult and being a child. When I was a child, I did childish things. Now that I am a man, I have to do adult things. It is the way of the world. I see you, Joy. We lost you for a minute, but you're back with us, babe.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
You know what I mean? I've seen a couple more people jump on the switchboard. Welcome to the show.
If
you want to get to number one, you're more
bring
than welcome
in,
if you want to listen.
I love my tweets. I love my chatter. I love all of that. So bring them, because I ain't scared of none of y'all, okay?
Love everything.
Now, you see,
where we are in this very moment. In this very moment, we're opening our minds to all the possibilities. A lot of us have been shackled by all the insecurities and all the demons given us that don't want to let us press forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the word out there today that if you want a better life, you got to get your grown man or you get your grown woman on.
That's right.
If you want happiness, you have to develop happiness within yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't deal with the inward, you can't get nothing from the out. Because you can have a million joyous things surrounding you. But if you're a bitter, angry person on the inside, none of that joy on the outside will mean a hill of beans. You must have joy on the inside.
That's right. That's right. That you're so right with that.
You cannot get love if you're giving hate. Because you will not be able to identify the love because your characteristics on the inside are built on hate. First of all, probably hate for yourself. Now, to grow beyond this hate is to let the rays of love shine in you. If the hurt and the hatred that you feel on the inside stems from that inner child, you're going to have to take time out, and sometimes it's hard because you have already had children yourself. And you have a family and stuff now, and it's going to take a patient partner to say, okay, you need to deal with that, because a lot of us don't have the frame of thought where we identify some things.
Right.
We struggle through this life. And trust me when I tell you that this time on the planet is only a short amount of time. I was reminded of that today when I was sitting around watching the History Channel and they talking about stuff that happened 350,000 years ago. I'm like,
ooh.
Jesus, both of us only going to live to be 75. If that. Point being is this. Open yourself up to all the possibilities of your life. If your inner child brings you joy, accept that joy and express it. But know the difference between adulthood and being a child. If some of the hurt that you feel comes from your childhood, it's time to address it. But hold on. Give me one moment here, sweet. I see you got your hands up again. I'm trying to let you in. But you already know how this switchboard be tripping.
Big time.
Sweet D, you're back on with us. What's happening, babe?
Yeah. See, I didn't hear the whole of your subject matter, you know, because I had just come on and I heard inner child. But, you know, I say this, that you have to be the sum total of all of your parts, your childhood, your middle, your everything, because you're always evolving. We start as a baby, and then we get, you know, if you're female, you're going to grow breasts. You know, your male, your voice changes. So it's all about evolving, but it's a natural process You know, it's not about, to me, it's not about getting your grown on, but it's a natural process in life, you know, and you and as you go, you grow, and you know that there's different things that have to happen in your life. Yeah, you know, you have your bills to pay, so on that, you know, as a child, you don't have to go out there and, you know, work and make that money, but when you get older, you know, you have to do this. So it's a natural procession, you know, into, you know, so when other things come in to cloud that, then that has to be addressed. But it's all part of who you are.
Oh, you are
straight
so
up.
Right, baby girl. So right.
Straight up.
That's why mama love you, boo.
Yeah, I love you too, baby.
You know what I mean? And she just put it so eloquently. It's not about forgetting the inner child, not at all. But it's about evolving and addressing things as they come up. A lot of us block things. A lot of us never address things. A lot of us carry the hurt and the pain of the past into today.
Yeah,
but
that's
if we,
right.
We have to address, and a big part of this is a word that a lot of us don't want to use, is forgiveness. Because sometimes you have to forgive a thing so that it will set you free to go do you and go be you. But sometimes we develop a sick bond with this thing sometimes. It's a love-hate thing.
That's right. That's right.
Now, we're getting our grown man and we're getting our grown woman on. But we need a source of joy, because your life can't be right without some joy in it.
That's right. And that's why I'm... joy. I try to bring
there
joy
you go.
In lives, okay?
Well,
you know,
with some real ish I'm giving to you.
That's right, baby.
You know what I mean?
That's
and,
right.
And,
we
and
all
I
have our moments.
Yeah, go ahead.
We all have our moments, and I appreciate the fact that I was blessed with the name of Joy, you know, because I try to bring joy into people's lives. I know I have my moments. Because I'm
oh
human, and I just appreciate the fact that I can do what I do and work it out, you know? And
there
again,
she just said the key word,
life,
work
right.
it out.
And if I'm a joy to somebody's life, I was blessed with that from God, okay? You know, because I know I've been blessed with certain things, and if I can pass it on, that's what it's about, passing it on. You don't keep it, because if you keep it, it's not going to go anywhere. If you can pass it on to somebody else, that's a blessing right there. Can I get an amen from somebody?
Amen, up on the pulpit. Amen. Like I told you earlier, go ahead, Mr. KD.
I was just going to say, some man wrote, joy and pain like sunshine and rain.
That's right. Oh, I can inflict some pain on your ass now. I ain't got a problem with
yes.
that. Okay, you
yes.
you know that.
we just really want to keep some balance up in here, because we really know God didn't make any perfect people. You know,
no,
it's
not
at all. It's amazing to me how people still fail to check that man or woman in the mirror, and they still are so quickly to point fingers and tell somebody else what
That's
they
right.
should and should not do. It's just amazing.
Well, look here. I have never claimed to be perfect and never will, okay? I'm God's child, and I'm a project in the making, like all of us, okay? But what he has blessed me with, if I can pass it on, you know, to somebody else, you know, I have my moments where I might need to jack somebody up from time to time. I'm going to do that. But I have more pleasure than I have pain. And if I can pass that pleasure on to somebody, and it can be passed on forever, I like that. That's what I do. You got a problem with that, bro?
Not at all.
You ain't gotta like convince me. I'm on your side, even if it ain't true.
Well, and that's what we on here today trying to do is spread it, you know what I mean? And it, like we said, and we constantly say, and it's hard, you know what I mean? You know, you have to turn the mirror back to yourself. I don't know how many more times a brother got to say this. You have to turn the mirror back onto you in order for things to get better. You really do.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I know you're going to see some things that you don't want to see. Honestly, you really are. I'm not going to front on you. You're going to see some things in yourself that you really don't want to see. And by the way, I just went on and extended the show because the show was about to end, and I'm not feeling that good, but we just going to keep it going because we got a good thing going here. So you got to turn the mirror back to what I was saying. You get the mirror and you look at the man in the mirror because everything in your life begins and ends with you. If you don't let it happen, it can't happen. If you don't make it happen, it won't happen. So if you get up each day and you can't find joy and you can't find something to push you on, you got to dig deeper. You got to get through to whatever is clouding your mind so you can get down to the root of the hopelessness that you feel. And we all feel it. Each one of us deal with it in a different way, but we all feel it. There are days you get up when nothing don't make no damn sense.
That's right.
So I'm putting this out there to you so that you don't feel as though you're alone, because even the most learned person amongst us gets up sometimes and it all just don't make no damn sense. You wondering why a one-month-old baby had to die because the daddy shook it to death. You wonder why somebody would get high and give their infant to some stranger they don't know to go get molested. You wonder why some woman is out partying while her daughter been missing for 3 weeks, and you're like, what the F? You didn't notice your child was missing for 3 weeks because you're so busy partying and getting high. And I could go on and on with the list of things that might confuse us and befuddle the mind. Why my mama didn't love me enough. Why my daddy left me. Why my wife left me when I was trying hard. Hell, I'm going to get even more simple than that. Why the hell my dick don't work no more? Why the hell don't I love my husband or am I attracted to him no more? Why my daughter or my son don't call me after all the sacrifices I've made for them? Why can't my brother just be my brother and stop leeching off me and taking shit from me? We have all these things that will befuddle the mind and we can't make sense of it. Here's my advice to you. Make sense of you first. A lot of this becomes easier when you make sense of you first and you understand the nature of life. When you understand that even though we have the child and we raise the child will eventually branch out on its own. It's just the nature of life. It has left the nest. If you're wondering why you're feeling for your husband or your wife has died, it is because everything that has a beginning has an end. It is not easy to accept some of the things that are going to come to you when you open up your eyes to what's really going on around you, that you will accept the nature of life.
You're so right, Tony.
It is a ever-flowing, ever-giving, ever-changing, intertwined, complex yet simple thing, this thing called life.
Hey, Tony. Is it because you're not feeling well today that you are so profound and stuff? Because you know how we do it?
It ain't because his heart is hurting or nothing like that, so don't even go there.
No, I'm just asking. I'm not, because he wasn't feeling well. Okay, you're not feeling well, so is that why you're so profound today? And
no,
Kate Diddy, I know
moments.
You had your moments, okay? I know you had your moments,
no.
So I'm just asking. I got that right. You got a problem with that?
Lady Joy.
No,
not at all. Lady Joy, you know I'm ghetto, but I'm prolific as hell.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Sweet D up in the chat room says, don't worry, be happy. That's some real ish.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mama like. Mama
you,
like.
You just catching me in one of my philosophical, prolific moves because sometimes, you know, people hear the name Pretty Tony. And I just dropped game on them to let them know that we're discussing the game of life. And I want them to understand that, you know, you're dealing with a source who has an understanding of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're ghetto as hell, but that is the duality of my nature. And that's another thing,
right.
Since Joy brought it up, not because we ghetto, we can't be prolific. This is specifically for my brothers out there who are trapped by the hood mentality that you got to be hood 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
That's right, Tony. Tell them, you know, because we can get Pookie and Ray Ray and Peanut and them, and then we can also be, you know, totally like totally ballet and stuff like for sure. And
straight up. There is an attitude for every occasion.
That's right.
You cannot be the same way all the time because sometimes different environments call for a different attitude. I can go sag on the block all day long, but at the same time, a brother will jump clean in a suit and put his nerd glasses on and sit down and conversate with folks that I'm trying to open up some checkbooks.
That's right, Mama Like. Mama Like, okay?
I can be Rastafarian and not comb my hair and let the dreads rock for a while, then a brother can go get clean shaven. It is called a duality of life.
And Mama
Once
can slap
again,
a straight wig on and stuff, okay? And I can put the actual wig on. What? Okay? You got a problem
now
with that?
I mean,
bring it, because I ain't scared of none of y'all.
And that's what we're working on. We're working on sharing this knowledge. That's why I'm giving it. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I remember when I was younger, all of you think about it, I'm like, man, how come a lot of these cats that's talking ain't one of us? Y'all know who I'm talking about. And sometimes the ones who are like us, you know what I mean, they drop in the knowledge in a way that a brother like myself couldn't relate. So I'm dropping knowledge, and at the same time I'm spitting my street lingo to let my folks know this us. This is what we here doing. You understand
right,
what I'm
let
saying?
Let them know we ain't scared of none of y'all. We ain't scared.
Come on,
what?
You know what I mean? Hit the number one. You can
bring
join
it,
us. Bro. Anyway.
Can I interject a music selection right about now?
What?
Yes, please interject a music selection, sir.
Well, y'all listeners out there, put your ear on this. It's something new on the West Coast.
Baby, you must be my wife.
Welcome back to the show. Can I play a play? We're still on the air. 646-929-2870. Your boy Pretty Tony still in the building along with Dr. K. Diddy Esquire. And, of course, Lady Joy. We represent every Sunday that we come through here, giving game by the ounces and by the pounds.
That's right. I got to keep y'all in line and stuff.
And by the truckloads.
Whatever,
straight
dude.
Up. You know what I mean? To my folks online listening to us, to my folks on the switchboard, I see y'all. We love the fact that you took time out of your day to come check us out. You know what I mean?
That's right.
If you ever want to speak up, just hit the number one. If you want to listen, we all good with that, too, because I got a lot to say personally. You know what I mean? To my folks on Twitter, I see y'all acting the fool. Sugar Fierce, I promise you, I don't need no nigga. Baby, we all need somebody. Nobody's an island. I don't know, you know, maybe you got some issues. I don't know why you just want to throw that out there. I promise you, I don't need no nigga. I got that.
Well, ask her what's his name. Her his name.
See, there you go, trying to start stuff again.
Just asking questions. Because, like, I'm agreeing with Tony, you need something. If it ain't a him, it's a her trying to be a him. So I'm just asking questions. I don't know.
Okay. All righty then. My name is Bennett.
I'm just in a quiet mind. You know what I'm saying? You know,
absolutely.
I don't know.
You throw it out there like that, little mama. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You
know,
you're
going to get it back like that.
So,
you feel it,
Bill? That's where we at. Yeah, you know what I mean? Today was one of them deep shows. like I said, we're building the school right now. We're building the online school, and we're getting it all together because I want to start a little movement, especially, you know what I mean? It's for my sisters, too, but it's predominantly for my brothers because, you know, brothers don't like to admit, but it's just a scientific fact. Women mature much faster than we do. Little girls start thinking way long, way before our little minds come on track. Her mind is fully on track. And that's just some real
You know what, Tony? I'm so glad that you recognize that because a lot of men don't seem to realize that. But it's a true fact. When it's not a put-down, it's not none of that.
No, not at all. It's a scientific fact. Little girls and minds get to clicking long before little boys do. It's just a scientific fact, which means y'all are figuring stuff out.
Oh, man, that's
true.
And,
you know, we're not trying to put nobody down or anything like that. Like Tony said, it's a scientific fact. You know, women do mature more faster than men.
He told Adam to do what?
You know, we
talking about sausage and all
that.
I was just asking, Eve told Adam to do what?
What are you talking about?
Apple, my friend. Eat the apple. So, in other words, she had game long before Adam did, is what he tried to say.
Yeah, but I ain't going to tell you that. I'm going to let her come into that one tomorrow on her own when she's not thinking about nothing. But you're right in the sense that the average woman learns from every man that she's ever came in contact with. She's taken something away from that relationship, good, bad, or indifferent.
Well,
but
that's
men,
for anybody, baby. It's not just
men,
with the female. Excuse me, please.
Thank you. I'll listen to you. Excuse me.
Okay.
Men have problems with, I know what you're saying, but excuse me. We'll let you have your 2 minutes. Men do have problems with their egos, all that little fake bravado, fake pride and all that shit. So even if a lesson stand in their face, you know, a lot of times men don't receive that. But women don't have a lot of those same issues. Thus, it gives them a lot more game than the average man. So if you'd have heard me.
Oh, yeah, because she remembers that. She remembers.
Oh, she remembers and she learns. She's grown. That's growth.
Yeah.
When you can learn and observe, that's growth. You know, I've really never been with a woman and she couldn't tell me nothing about the dude before me. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They all know something about their cat. How he like his eggs, how he like his clothes pressed, you know, how he hang his things, where he hide his money. They know something about that dude. But then you'll ask this cat, you'll ask the guy the same question, keeping it fair up in here. Hey, dude, what you like about that girl? What was her favorite color? And 9 times out of 10, he can't even tell you.
Exactly.
You don't even know.
You know?
Will remember her first kiss, where it happened, how it happened.
The date.
What
the date.
To the moment. The date. You ask
all
the
that.
Brother his first kiss. He is like, who did I kiss first? Right. I'm sitting here right now, and I'm blank. I ain't going front. But a woman will tell you the date, the time. Hell, some of them will even remember the damn weather. You know, the stars were out.
Yep. The date, the time, and if the wind was blowing that day, what?
If your breath was a little tangy, you remember all that.
All of that.
You know what I mean? That's some real ish. That's some real ish, but, you know, my brothers out there, I ride for y'all, and I know sometimes a lot of y'all hit me with these emails talking about I do ride for y'all. The way I'm riding for you is I want you to think. Too many of my brothers out there are not thinking. Because the scary thing about when you start thinking is it changes you, and a lot of us have grown too comfortable in the state that we're in. And I know it changes you because I'm going through it. I go through it all the time. That's why, you know, about 3 years ago, I got into knowledge overload. I was taking in too much too fast, and it changed me. So I had to back up just a little bit, and now I've learned my lesson. I'm taking it all in doses, and I still, right now, as I speak to you, am changing again. That's why Joy picked up on it quickly earlier when she said, huh, what's up with you today?
Yeah.
It is because, once
that's
again,
what we do, boo.
I'm changing. I'm changing
we,
once
we notice
again.
We notice the voice. And we notice the demeanor. You know, we all are all in tune with that. That's why I'm like, baby, what's up? You know, you're not your usual.
So I had to have to go over to your house.
Okay, boo. No, I'm just
yes,
saying,
I'm
you know, especially like us older women call us cougars if you want to, whatever. But, you know, we have a knack for that because, you know, we've been in the world for a minute, so we notice certain things. And Tony, when you first came up and your voice wasn't the same, you weren't up, I'm like, okay, so I'm up with home, baby. What's up?
I always want to know what is the requirement to be a cougar?
To be a cougar?
Yeah.
Okay. To have your own shit going on, okay? And when you can train a nigglet, okay? That's why I call it nigglets. You can train them the way you want them to be. All right.
Do they have a website?
No. It's not a website, baby. It's a natural thing, okay? And you might, well, I don't know. You might be too old to come across a cougar, but that's all right, though.
Well, I just want, that's what I'm saying. What was the requirement to be a cougar? I mean, is there an age restriction or a limit or something?
No, there's no age restriction because, you know what, there's some cougars out there older than you that, like, see you.
Wait a minute. I might be too old.
I'm not done yet, boo-boo. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
You're a handsome man, okay? So I'm quite sure you're going to have cougars, cooglets, and all kind of women tapping on at your shoulder, okay? So it's up to you to choose what you want to do. Okay, so I'm giving you that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because age is only a number. It's how you feel inside. Okay? And I know what my age is, and I have younger men hitting on me all the time. And that's like, that makes me feel good because it lets me know mama still got it. Okay? And it depends on who you are and how you feel about you. Okay? It's how you feel about you. That's all
straight
I can
up,
say.
Straight up. I like that.
That's right. It's how you feel about you.
And
if you feel like, oh, well, damn, I'm too old and I'm too this, I'm too that, uh-uh. Okay? You got to feel good about you because if you don't feel good about you, nobody else can feel good about you. You got to, you know, because when you're feeling good about yourself, that confidence comes through. It shows. You know?
Hey, Kay Diddy.
Like, oh, well, hell.
Yes, sir.
Okay, she got that going on. Mama, daddy like that. Okay, so it's all about how you feel about
it, brother. I threw your question out.
Okay, and?
I'm waiting for the response, sir. I threw your question out on Twitter, so I'm waiting for them to respond to us. Hey,
ooh,
we in the last 10 minutes of the show.
Program.
I hope y'all
love my Twitter.
Learn something from me. I'm waiting on them, Joy. I am waiting on them.
Well, me too, because you know I love my Twitter.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Club 22 when he caught my eye. From his head to his shoes, he was looking fly. Never was amazed by these other guys. Brush him off, not for long, next thing I'm waving by. Cause he had a face I never saw before. I give dudes a chance only if they are mature. And he was everything I'm looking for. Nice cut, real neat, all that and even more. Only the future knows what could be in store. Could he be the one, but I'm not even sure. So I guess I gotta find out. Looks all deceiving, gotta know him inside out. I said to myself, just give him a chance. He came to me close and asked for a dance. A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he was like. But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night. Nope. See, because I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that fight. But he wasn't trying to play me. Said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far he takes me.
Just say you're my favorite child.
He saw what these others can't see in me. I told him, maybe so, that could easily be. But I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down. And I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs, show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice. And like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts. And all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always back. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs, cause I love you, you're my favorite love.
Taking time out of your Sunday to jump on here with us down to the last couple minutes of the show. I encourage everybody to live. I encourage everybody to laugh. I encourage everybody to love. Don't never let bitterness stop you from loving, because life is nothing without love. Self-love, more important above all else, so that you can love others. Lady Joy, hit them up with Facebook where they can holler at you at.
They can holler at me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N. You can catch me on Saturdays at power88lv.com. Okay, pick me up online. I'll give you some shout-outs because we are always there. And just holler at a sister. Love y'all.
That's for sure. Now, man, K. Diddy. You know what I mean? It goes without saying, www.worldmovement.com. Come through, check out the music, see what we got going on. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you can always click on the e-store, get a copy of Yours Truly book, Playerology, or Player Step Your Game Up. I'll autograph it for you. I want to thank everybody who's shown me love and taking time to order a brother's book, because that gives me the inspiration I need to keep going forward. We're in the process of getting a new book together, Who Is She? What Is She to You? We're building the online school, you know what I mean? Don't worry, man. I'm going to change the slogan right now. We're giving game by the truckload. Each one teach one. Each one love the other. And remember, life ain't perfect, but make the best of it as you can. Do you, because I'm a damn sure do me. Because when all else is said and done, what you eat don't make me shit. Straight up. That's the ghetto part of me keeping 100% with you. Once again, www.worldmovement. Go ahead, brother.
I just want to throw this out there for the females. You know, this really ain't about you, but it's for you. We can't really teach no woman how to be a woman, but we sure can have some say on how a man needs to be a man, and that's what we're really looking at. We're trying to fix us first. You know what I'm saying? If we can get us straight, then a lot of other shit might work out. So we just trying to handle us, and then maybe somewhere there in that, you might even try to work on you.
Straight up. And that's where we at. So we want to thank everybody for that chimed in. www.onceagainworldmovement.com. I'm going to hit you with something new. This is from Hugh Harper. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to let it ride, baby. I'll let you boy on Twitter, SELASSIESON, on the Twitter. Get at me on the World Movement Kit. And, of course, look me up on Facebook, you know, your boy Pretty Tony. You'll see the cover of the book, Playerology. Click on, holler at me. We're going to keep it rolling, y'all.
Let me whisper in your ear. you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask her how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night makes you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you say, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you fall for him. I thought you was a doctor, be your call for him. Smack you down, cause he said you were too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could have killed you when you said that he was growing from his
love
demon.
Is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and fed her herself. She had to take me by your ass and you ain't giving no help.